So David, we talked a little bit about checkpoint inhibitors, and you made the comment earlier in terms of response rates, why you think ramucirumab paclitaxel in the MS stable patient should be second line. It looks like the audience generally agrees with you, 73% say ramucirumab paclitaxel. Any other comments about that, David?
Yeah, again, I think in the squamous esophagus study, paclitaxel alone has marginal benefit. Paclitaxel ramucirumab has a 30% response rate, so patients get symptomatic benefit from this regimen in addition to, you know, survival and PFS benefits. And pembrolizumab, and even in the, you know, CPS 10 patients, the response rate's going to hover in the 20s. For a CPS 1 patients, it's going to be 10%. So I think that paclitaxel ramucirumab in most patients would be the preferred second line, and then obviously pembrolizumab in the CPS 1 or higher, and arguably probably a better benefit in the CPS 10 or higher for this agent in later line treatment.
Any other comments on that, Peter, in terms of your own practice?
No, I think that I also use PAC-RAM for most of my patients. I think, though, we're going to start seeing patients that may fit a category where immunotherapy might be a better fit up front. Patients who have had problems with immunity, problems with infections, patients with lower performance status, where immunotherapy may be the better match for them, even in earlier lines of therapy. But again, I agree with David that I've had patients who have not responded to FOLFOX or frontline therapy and have then responded to PAC-RAM. It's a good regimen, and I think it's also another bus. It's a good standard regimen that works quite well in many patients.
The exception might be the patient that has a lot of neuropathy that might not tolerate the taxane, because then ramucirumab alone or irinotecan alone are marginally active. So that's one exception that I might give a patient with a CPS score, pembrolizumab earlier.
Well, I must say, interestingly enough, I don't know about you, but even in patients with sort of mild neuropathy, giving PAC-RAM, it doesn't seem to worsen the neuropathy very much.
It's
they
not
continue
as bad
to
as
have the same neuropathy still from the oxaliplatin.
It doesn't
but
worsen.
So I'm actually, don't be afraid to give paclitaxel in combination with ramucirumab to patients with reasonable neuropathy. I think the ramucirumab by itself is...
Severe neuropathy patient.
Yes, the ramucirumab by itself is much less effective, and I really would strongly encourage the combination for most patients.
Any other comments on tolerability issues with ramucirumab or paclitaxel ramucirumab?
Well, I mean, ramucirumab, when you look at the data, except for the common VEGF side effects, it had less side effects than placebo. PAC-RAM, obviously, you get a lot of the paclitaxel toxicity, but it's well tolerated. Patients always ask me, how am I going to tolerate this? And I always tell them it's going to be better tolerated than FOLFOX.
And that,
that holds true
probably
for most
the big
patients.
Negative.
Yeah.